Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Top five fits for Damian Martinez. And a tip of the cap today to Chris Hummer from 24/7 Sports, who we've had on the show before. One of the best when it comes to reporting on the portal. He put up a list of Power Four teams and what they need in the portal today. Now, look, this doesn't mean that some of these teams don't need a Damian Martinez, but as far as contending teams or teams that he has a connection to, these are the ones that would fit him most, especially ones with need at running back. Number five, Kentucky needs a running back. Look, they've got a transfer quarterback. They've gone to transfer receivers. They had Ray Davis last year, who was a transfer running back. So would not surprise me to see them go in for Damian Martinez. He could fill that void that Ray Davis left in that offense with Liam Cohen coming back Vandegrift, the quarterback who came in from Georgia, would be an interesting pairing there and would take a lot of pressure off of Vandegrift to be so good right away if you have a running back like Martinez.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him playing in the SEC and doing just fine for himself. I did go and look while I was away, and I do think this kind of caught some people off guard the way I expected it probably did with Damian Martinez. Maybe there was more heads up on the Beavers boards, but it did seem like it was pretty unexpected. So, yeah, I mean, it's always going to be a draw to play, I think, in the SEC. Kentucky's a really solid program there with Mark Stoops. You outlined why that would be a fit with Ray Davis moving on. So, yeah, man, Kentucky's just got a plethora of options this week of possibilities. But yeah, that would make sense for them.
Number four, Michigan State, Jonathan Smith. Duh. Like, I really don't need to say anything more about this one. Yep. That's his old coach right there at Michigan State. I put this at a little less likely just given the fact that, he would probably buy into Jonathan Smith more than any others, but Jonathan Smith has a bit of a rebuild to do there. But, look, the best player they've had in the last couple of years is a transfer running back, and Kenneth Walker. So it wouldn't surprise me to see, having the backing from the NIL to go get who was his best player last year. So, again, would not shock me to see Michigan State because of the familiarity.
Yeah, I mean, he fits that offense. He fits exactly and knows exactly what they want to do, how they want to do it, and what they want from him. So, yeah, this is a no-brainer. I mean, this probably should – I mean, it's your list, but, I mean, if this was number one, I wouldn't have blinked twice at it just because of the Jonathan Smith connection, Aiden Childs, et cetera.
When you see the top three, you'll see why I'm saying this, because this is going to get financial
this is the obvious choice because of the connections of a likely landing spot for him for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Number three, Tennessee. Jalen Wright, running back, gone. Actually led the nation in yards per carry last year, kind of quietly, I guess, given the fact that Tennessee didn't hit all their marks. But, look, you've got a young quarterback coming in Nico Amaliava. Again, just like the Kentucky logic, why not give him a steady Eddie running back like Damian Martinez? And we know. That the Tennessee NIL Collective will go to all lengths, including fighting the NCAA in federal court to make sure their NIL is tip-top.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that with old Nico there. First, that was one of the first examples of just kind of seeing, people were going to take it into their own hands, and that was one of the first big splashes, I guess, along with, Jaden Rashada and I guess various others.
Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, I was just thinking about him. Yeah. But Tennessee, what an offense to play in. Josh Heupel and company do a tremendous job. They had a step back last year, and by step back, it was like still a pretty good season. It was just not as great as like the year prior, but they're on a good trajectory right now. A lot of excitement, and I could see why it wouldn't take much to convince you to want to go play in Knoxville and play in Neyland and be a part of what they've got going tradition-wise. So, yeah, Tennessee would be a very interesting spot for him.
Number two, Miami. They don't really have an established running back. They just went out and got Cam Ward. And, what better way to make your offense even more dynamic by going out and getting Damian Martinez, who's currently the best player available in the portal at all at any position. Look, I say available in the portal, that comes technically in a week. Or so.
Well, in the next 5 minutes, that could change too.
Yeah, the NCAA, the portal kit is open all the time, and the school you're leaving has to pay for your flight. Miami is an interesting fit because, again, they're pushing some chips in the middle of the table to see some success in year three under Mario Cristobal a little bit more than they have so far. I think he and Cam Ward would kind of be a fun pair, as much as it would hurt me in the pit of my stomach to see another good player go to Miami. But Mario Cristobal needs to start seeing some results. So not because I think he's in trouble, just because I think he needs to be able to sell it to people a little bit better that this is going to work outside the program, including those recruits.
Yeah, I mean, they've had some tough moments. Like, they've had some moments where you're like, okay, this thing's going right. And then there's some times where you're like, oh, God, like, is this ever going to get back on track? But, talk about a team, too, that's got the added sort of – this isn't going to affect them – well, I guess we are several months away. I mean, we should have some sort of clarity on the ACC's future, I would hope, by this summer as far as, like, having a better idea of sort of what to expect. But then again, I don't know. But Miami's also, kind of in a weird spot of, like, do they have a place at the top level, or are they kind of, like, settling back into a different world? But one way to cure all your ails would be to win big. And so, yeah, they're banking on Cam Ward, providing a big boost for them, going and grabbing another, highly touted Pac-12 standout from the Northwest, I think would be a good combination. I mean, Damian Martinez is not a guy that's just like a game-breaker type, but he is a very good physical running back, and he can pile up the yardage. So Miami would make sense.
And number one, missing Quinshon Judkins and the self-described Portal King himself, Ole Miss. This would be a, like, you know, maybe not a complete, like, I would take Quinshon Judkins over Damian Martinez.
Oh,
but,
yeah, for sure.
But if my consolation prize is Damian Martinez, I'm not that sad. You know, that's just, you know, he's a really, really good player. We know that. And Ole Miss is going for it. 12-team playoff first year. You've seen the NIL dollars they've put out so far. The guys they've gone and gotten on both sides of the ball. But they need a running back, and this would kind of cement them as a, you know, even more of a real contender to not only be in the playoff, but with a returning quarterback and all that, contend to maybe win the SEC, which is not something that happened a whole lot at Ole Miss in their history.
Wasn't it just a year or so ago when they seemed to have five quality running backs at one point in the on their roster?
Yeah, but Quinshon Judkins left.
Well, I mean, whatever happened to Evans? Did he just run out of eligibility? The kid from
TCU?
He
went to the NFL. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then I think right now Logan Diggs is hurt, so there's a need more so than there was, you know, when spring started, so to say. So yeah, I don't know the extent of that injury. I just remember catching that the other day. So there was a headline about them, you know, seeking running back help. So because of that, yeah, Ole Miss would make a lot of sense. We know the baseline is $400,000, guys, right? And that what we got by whoever put out that information, clearly from somebody very bitter at Oregon State, wanted to pass along that information. That wasn't, I don't think, Damian Martinez's side of things of like, yeah, starting bid at $400,000. But Ole Miss, because of what they've shown through their collective and the way they've gone for it this offseason, as you mentioned, and a needed running back, yeah, they would definitely fit the bill and could foot the bill of Damian Martinez, his services for sure.
According to this, Jack just sent me this. According to Keith Taylor, who is the sports editor, University of Kentucky beat writer at Kentucky Today and the Berea Citizen, he says that Scott Drew has been offered the job at Kentucky. Now we wait.
No, yeah, I mean, we're all expecting that. Yeah. That is news, don't get me wrong. Yeah, but I think we were expecting that to be the case. So now it's good to know that is the case. So, yeah, it's his job to take or to leave. And so here we go for the final stretch of what is a very important decision for a lot of people, including the most decorated basketball program in history and a place here that this man built from ashes. I mean, so, yeah, this is going to be a very nervous night for a lot of people.
But imagine the brass ones to be able to say no.
Oh my God, dude, if you say, like, that's the thing is, like, with Nate Oates at Alabama, what's he going to go use on the recruiting trail now? Like, I turned down the Kentucky job. I don't know if you were ever offered it, but you can say that. And so, yeah, Scott Drew, I mean, he already recruits really, really well. I don't think that would be an adjustment for him at Kentucky, but to sit there and really plant the flag for Baylor, yeah, this would be his and his alone and him and all that, yeah.
This is where Foster Pavilion better pay off for Baylor, because if that not happened,
oh yeah,
and he was still in the Farrell Center,
yeah, with no
home court advantage,
no rebar or whatever,
no reverb, none of that stuff. Then
rebar, I guess there's some of that too.
Yeah, but then it would be like, all right, well, it was a nice run with Coach Drew. See ya, but we don't know. We'll see what happens.
He finally has a home court advantage for like the first time truly in his career, basically.
Yeah. And leave that after like not even a full season, just the conference season of it, to me, just after all he's built, would seem to be a little bit not in his personality.
Again, it's not going to be, in my opinion, if there's any like financial figure it comes down to, it's not going to be the money offered on his contract unless they just like offered him $20 million a year, which would be insane, and they wouldn't do that. It would possibly be the NIL offerings. Even then, I think he's pretty well taken care of based on the NBA players that they've had roll through the program. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they're suffering there. So, again, to me, it's just one of those of like, do you just want to take, like, is it burning inside of you to go take on the challenge of trying to take Kentucky to the mountaintop and be one of those in a long lineage of guys who have, you know, been Mr. Kentucky basketball and brought championships to a rabid fan base. If that's in him, then he'll take that job. If it's not, then he's going to be at Baylor and continue building the Hall of Fame career that he's already built for himself. And obviously we hope he stays here, but we understand that it's a big decision.
By the way, congratulations to Davis Wenzel, former Baylor player who was brought up by the Rangers, already on that team. Cody Bradford, the pitcher, who was a part of the World Series team. That's a pretty good reunion there. up in Arlington, the Astros winning two of the last four, beating the Rangers up the last couple of nights, especially last night, 10-5. All right, Emery Winter, thank you. Jack McKenzie, thank you. Emery's working on 365 Sports tonight at 10:30 on the local CW. Garrett Ross, weaving with that Washington Nationals or old Washington Senators?
Nationals.
That same beautiful W that the Senators had before they moved to Arlington. For Craig Smoke and Paul Catalina, for our sponsors, for those of you in the chat, those of you watching or listening, wherever you do, even in the app, I'm David Smoke. Good night, 365 Sports.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.